Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Welcome to Bible 101. This is your brother Dale Wall. And that's my jam right there. That's Damian Marley and Nas. That song is called Zion, Road to Zion. You know, I heard a couple tracks off of that album, and I like all the ones I heard. But all the ones that I heard, that one right there, and another song called Patience, is my two favorites. You know, Africa Must Wake Up, I like that too. But this one right here, Road to Zion, my jam right there, man. Because it is the expression of what we're supposed to be doing in this life, you know. That's my goal. That is my life. You know, I'm going to continue walking on the road to Zion. I'm going to reach the holy land of Yah. I'm going to be on that mount with my master Yahushua in due time. I'm not letting anybody or anything stop me on this path. I'm not letting anything hold me back. Not letting anything prohibit me from getting there. I might stumble, I might fall, but I'm going to keep on going. Yahweh will uphold me with his right hand on this road to Zion. And you know, I love that song, you know, because he says, Yah will be waiting right there when you shout. Just like the word says, turn your hearts, your minds, you cry out to Yahweh. He will be there for you. As long as you're taking those steps towards him. As long as you continue on his straight and narrow path to Zion. You know, that's my jam right there. So today, thank you for joining me once again. Today we're going to be looking into principle of the word, and it's the elder shall serve the younger. You know, this is a principle that is biblically based, and you see it within the world, you know, the natural world that Yahweh has created. But with Hasatan and his rebellion, he's upset this order to where it's hard to see. Another thing that you see, that you hear within that song, he talks about police brutalities and all the different things that's going on within communities around the world, but especially the black community. You know, police brutality and all these different calamities that befall people. You know, now in the news, it's a lot of black males coming up missing all over the United States. You know, if they're not murdered, they're actually coming up missing. And how is this happening? You know, why is this happening? You know, so we're going to look at some biblical stuff as far as the older serving the younger. Now, in Genesis chapter 25 and verse 23, this is Yahweh speaking unto Rebekah when she's about to have Jacob and Esau. And she says, and it says, and Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger, and the other one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. So you see a biblical principle as far as an elder serving the younger. Now, just from a standpoint of what goes on in this world, life in general, elder people do serve younger people. You know, your mother and your father serve you as a child. You know, they literally wait on you hand and foot. They literally do the things of that an elder would do. For example, you're a baby. You're crying. What you're trying to convey through that cry is a need or a want. The elder, therefore, hears your cry and serves your want or your need. So you hear the baby crying, and he might just want some attention. So you pick the baby up, play with him or her, give the baby that need, serve his need, and he's cooing or she's cooing and she's happy, she's satisfied, she's filled. You know, then the baby might cry again, and she's conveying the fact that she's hungry or he's hungry. So a bottle is coming, or women who breastfeed, the tet, and they feed the baby to fulfill the need, fulfill that desire. So the elder was always designed to serve the younger. But like the song said, there's calamity in this world. Hasatan has upset the balance of this world. So in this world, you see a lot of disrespect, a lot of things that's being done to elderly people. A lot of brutality goes on with elderly people, where young people are, or people that are younger than them, perpetrate these things upon the elderly, especially in the black community. Now, one of the curses that you read in Devarim, Deuteronomy, is that he said he was going to bring a people upon you, Yisrael, which isn't going to have any regard for you, not for your young or your old, man, woman, child, whatever. They're not going to have any regard for you, which things are done. You can understand an enemy not having regard for you. But when it's coming from home, that's a serious problem. When the person who's showing disrespect to the elderly person or the older person that is serving, that has served them or is serving them, is coming from home, that's a serious problem. The one you're supposed to love or cherish, that's a problem. You know? So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 5, starting in verse 1. And it reads, "The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the suffering of Mashiach, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of Yah, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, So you're being an elder. You're supposed to be looking over the flock. You're supposed to be feeding the flock that is among you, the flock of Yah. These younger men, younger women, you're supposed to be feeding them the good things of Yah. You know? You're not supposed to be giving them bad advice. Now, granted, sometimes we might mean one thing and it come out wrong. Or someone might take something that was said and twist it to their understanding, not realizing we take things out of context is the best way of saying it. You know, a lot of times when things are said, and what happens is because we lack a mastery over language, and because our desires are so strong within us, we might take something that's being said and twist it to the thing we want to hear. Because the word also talks about us having itching ears in the last days. It not only does it apply to the word, but just in general. You know, we hear things and we twist them into what we want to hear. Even though a lot of times what's being said isn't the thing that you hear. You know? But he says, feed the flock which is among you, taking oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly. This, you shouldn't have to be, you're an elder, you shouldn't have to be forced to look over the young ones. This is something you ought to willingly do. Nobody should have to, you know, you're an elder, you're supposed to do, and all this, that, and another. No. If you are an elder, you should want to bring up the flock of Yah. This is something you ought to be willing to do. Why? It was done for you. It was done for you. You didn't get to this point in your life by yourself. Knowledge was dispensed to you. So why would you want to hoard your knowledge and not dispense it to the next generation, to the next members of the flock? Not for filthy lucre, continuing. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither, verse 3, neither as being lords over Yah's heritage, but being ensembles to the flock. The word ensembles in your Greek section is number 5179. This word is tupos, and it means a die as struck, that is, by implication, a stamp or a scar, by analogy, a shape, that is, a statue, figuratively, a style or resemblance, specifically, a sampler, that is, a model for imitation or instance for warning. So that's what you're supposed to be specifically for this flock. You being an elder, you're supposed to be a model for this flock. You're supposed to be there. When they see an elder, the young ones, they should be looking up and say, I want to be like him. Paul put it this way: follow me as I follow after Messiah. So Paul is looking to the Messiah, and he said, I want to be like him. So he's following and imitating and modeling himself after the Messiah, And the young ones are supposed to be looking up to Paul and say, I want to be like him. And therefore, they will follow and model themselves and imitate Paul as he's imitating the Messiah. We're supposed to be models for one another. But what do you see going on in these churches? You see the elders are buck wild. And the young ones are looking at the elders like, what's going on? From the top down, people are losing their minds. We talked about, you know, the whole, you know, before we talked about women twerking in churches. There was a woman on stage twerking in the church. And all the audience clapping. Cheering her on. It has to be a time when we get back to that road to Zion. When we get back to what thus saith Yah. And that's not what thus saith Yah. How many fights have you seen with elders going at it within the assemblies? These gentlemen on the street, elders, cussing people out. How are you drawing? How is that Messiah like? Who are you modeling yourself after? Because Mashiach didn't do that. Out here dealing with these young women in the manner that they deal with them with. And they're every name in the book. And this is coming out of the mouth of an elder. And kids are seeing that, and they saying, I'm going to be like him. And so you call that woman out of her name. So don't be surprised when the kid do it. Don't be surprised when your child do it. If it's happening within your house. If you curse, don't be surprised when your child curse. You running them up, don't be surprised when your child is running them up. You don't submit to authority, don't be surprised when your child does not submit to authority. Don't be surprised. Because this is the model you're creating. This is what you're telling your child to imitate. Verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. So when you do right, you're going to get this crown of glory that's going to be yours forever. Okay? Verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. And that's a problem. There's the other half of the problem. You have elders who are not acting like elders. Because when you're 70 years old, you're not supposed to be repping your set. You know? I'm tired of seeing and hearing grown men, you know, 50, I'm 40 myself, you know, 50, 60 years old. How about, I'm from zone 18. I'm from zone 15. I'm from the east side. I'm from the west side. You too old for that, man. You too old for that. You still proud of your hood. You 70 years old, got a head full of gray hair with braids. 70 years old, pants sagging, hanging down. Not looking the part, not dressing the part, not giving an example up. And this is what the kids see, and this is what the kids trying to follow. And then by the same hand, you have some elders that are playing the part, are doing correctly. But then the younger ones don't want to hear it. They don't want to submit unto an elder. You know, I had a conversation with some Hebrew Israelites, and they were quite confused, you know. And one of the things that this man, young man, said to me is that God chooses who the hell he chooses, pardon my language. Yeah, I don't give a F, and this, that, and another. I'm like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. You're talking about the Word of the Most High, man. You ain't supposed to handle it like that. You don't handle it like that. He chooses who he chooses, and this, that, and another. I said, hold up. Then why do the words say, young men, submit yourself unto elders? Yes, he do choose who he choose. Yes, he does have mercy on who he has mercy on. That's true. But there is an order on to things. He does not break his order just because he's showing mercy to people. The only time that a young man was sent to rebuke the elder is when the elders was doing wrong, and it was by the word of Yahweh. You find that in the book of Jeremiah. Those elders were not doing right, and Yahweh was not pleased with them. So he sent Jeremiah, a young man, to rebuke the elders. You find that in the book of Job, Elihuah rebuked Job and his three friends. He sat there and he listened and he heard it all, heard everything that was saying, and he rebuked them for their folly because they were not doing right by the word of the Most High. See, but the elder was put in place to guide the young man. That's why they're there. They're there to give you wisdom, so you'll understand the pitfalls of this life. Why do you think he even collected? If he just chose who he chose, and he gonna have mercy on whoever he had mercy on, what's the point of the Bible? What's the point of the book? Because these are your elders giving you wisdom. The words say this: believe Yahweh, you shall be established. But believe the words of his prophets, you won't prosper. So you have to believe your elders, because that's what the prophets are. Peter himself called himself an elder. He said, I'm an elder just like y'all. So you have to submit yourself to something. But the problem is in youth, a lot of times we're so strong-headed, and I was one of those strong-headed youths. Thought I knew it all. Made a whole bunch of mistakes. And don't get me wrong, it's okay to make mistakes. That's how you learn. But there are a lot of mistakes that's avoidable, and you can still learn. You know? And I didn't want to submit myself onto anything or anyone. Couldn't tell me nothing. I was like Kanye West, man, you can't tell me nothing. I'm going to learn on my own. I'm going to make my mistakes on my own. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Foolishness, folly, it's just bound up in me. You know? But That's what happened. So when a young man doesn't want to submit himself unto the elder, and you know, an elder that's doing right, that's the young man, that's a mistake on the young man's behalf. And that's something that he ought not do. Getting back to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject to one another, and be clothed with humility. For Yah resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. So that's how you receive grace. You can't be proud. You have to submit yourself in order to receive grace. And especially when you're talking about the elder. Because that's a good thing within the eyes of the Most High. Verse 6. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of Yah, that he may exalt you in due time. Don't blow yourself up. Yahweh is going to exalt you. And that's where you find a lot of young men and elders fall short. They want to blow themselves up. They want the praise. They want this, that, and another. That's why they speak the way they speak, a lot of them. They speak with nice, long, big words that you can barely understand. When another one of our elders, Paul, said, "Hey man, I ain't come with you with no fancy words. I spoke to you real plain so you could understand." He had a vocabulary, a very big vocabulary. He was an educated man. But I'm not going to come to you like an educated man, knowing that you are a plain man. You'll miss the point. So what did he do? Humbled himself. And he received the grace of Yahweh. The grace of Yah. He brought himself down to their level. That's what it means to humble yourself. If you are an elder and you possess knowledge that is incomprehensible, you possess knowledge to the point where somebody can't understand it, what good is the knowledge? How are you going to feed the flock something it can't eat? You don't feed a sheep meat. He don't eat meat. You wouldn't give a 1-year-old, infant baby a steak. You wouldn't do that. You have to dispense knowledge in a way that people can understand. That's your job as an elder. That's how you grow them. Grow your flock. You have to put out knowledge in a way that people can receive it. And then you did your part. Now it's up to the flock to receive it. To submit onto it. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. A lot of people have a whole bunch of cares in this world. They care about what people think about them. They care what people going to say about them. They care about, they have a whole bunch of cares in this world. As an elder and as a younger, as we are walking upon this road, we can't care about that. We can't care about how the world sees us. The only care we should have is how Yah sees us. That's it. Follow after the Messiah the way your elder is following after the Messiah, as long as he's on that path. Follow after him. That's who we worrying about our cares. That's who our cares are cast to. That's who our love and our devotion is cast to. I had someone call me weak. So I was a weak man. Because at one point I didn't lead my house correctly. So I was weak. I said, you know what? I'm not weak. At that time I was weak. But I'm not that man anymore. I can admit to being weak at points in my life. I can admit to being wrong at points in my life. I can admit to thinking the wrong way, acting the wrong way. My opinions jump up into facts, instantly turning them into opinions. I can admit to all that. I've done all of that in my lifetime. But guess what? I'm constantly purging, and I'm staying on this road to Zion. And Yahweh will uphold me by his right hand. When I found out I was wrong, I apologized for being wrong. Now it's up to you to accept that apology. If you don't, ain't nothing I can do about that. Got to keep on walking on this road to Zion. So, you cast your cares upon the Most High. Stop worrying about what people think about you. So many people have gotten off of this road. So many people have stumbled and fell when they ought not to, thinking about the cares of this world. What somebody going to think about them. How somebody sees and perceives them. You know, that's something that we ought not do. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, it says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Now the word rebuke, this word in your Greek section, number 1969, and this word is epipleso, and it means to chastise, that is, with words. To chastise with words, to unbraid. So, it's okay to tell an elder that he or she is wrong. That's fine. You can do that. There's nothing the matter with that. Okay? If they say something wrong, elder, I don't think that's right. Let's go to the word, get some clarity on it. All right? Because the elder is still human. He's still going to mess up. He's going to make mistakes. And he's going to go through all the things that I just said I went through. Sometimes his opinion is going to pop up in there. Sometimes he's going to go through all the emotions that a man goes through. Okay? That's going to happen with an elder also. They're not immune to it. But what you don't want to do is beat them up with your words. Man, your old behind don't know what he's talking about. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you correct the elder and then you get arrogant with it. Yeah, it's old, but don't know what he's talking about all this old stupid stuff. Don't ever listen to him no more. No, I don't even know why I talk to him. Because young men get like that. They get very arrogant. You're not supposed to do that. You know? That's rebuking an elder. Chastising him with your words. Beating him up with your words. And why don't you want to do that? Because you don't want the elder to beat you up with his words. You don't want the elder to come down on you. Man, you're an idiot little kid, man. I can't believe you would do something like that. You because elders do it too. Anytime we let this flesh rise up in us, we are out of order. Anytime this flesh comes upon us and causes us to treat our brothers and our sisters in a manner that is ill, we are out of order. Plain and simple. That's something we really need to look into. So he says, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father. So don't beat him up with your words the same way your father was wrong. Maybe once, maybe twice. But the same way that you would give him respect just because he's your father, give your elder that same type of respect, even when he's wrong. Elder, I respectfully disagree. I don't agree with that. Okay? According to this, that, and another. Alright? It says, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. Verse 2. The elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. So, when you have these young women out there, don't be calling them all out their names. Don't be calling them all kinds of ratchets and thots and all kinds of stuff like that. And you know, I use those two because those two you can actually say. But y'all know the types of names that get associated with women that these young men say that they wouldn't call their sisters. But then again, nowadays, they're calling their sisters that. That's not pure. Calling your sister a B. Calling her these things. You don't treat her in that manner. You think Yahweh is happy with that? That you calling her a bee? And that's your sister? A father molests his daughter. You think Yahweh is happy with that? Like we talked about earlier, you would expect an enemy to do something like that. But not a father. Not an elder. You would expect your enemy to treat you in some type of ill manner. Not your mother. or someone equivalent to a mother. We have to stop being so callous to people. And I'm not saying let everybody in and not be the watchman and watch women. Not being the watchers over Yahweh's house. I'm not saying that. But you know, we have to stop being so harsh to people. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 7. Now, this particular chapter is talking about Melchizedek and Abraham. All right. But in chapter 7, verse 7, it says, "And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the greater." So this is talking about Abraham giving tithes to Melchizedek, and then Melchizedek in turn blesses Abraham. Alright and it says, "Without all contradictions, the less is blessed by the greater." So our elders are blessings to us. The things that they've been through, their life experiences that they've gained, their knowledge, their wisdom, their understanding, is blessings to us. We have to start seeing them in that way. And that's not to put any pride in the elder's hands or in the elder's head, okay? But they are blessings to us. It's a blessing for us to sit down and, you know, hear some of the stories and some of the things that the elders have been through in their lifetime, how they handled certain situations, how they went about certain things, a situation in their life, where you can see where they followed the word of the Most High and when they didn't follow the word of the Most High. When there was times when, and this happens in everybody's life, there were times when we opened our mouths when we shouldn't have. And there's times we closed our mouths when we shouldn't have. But our elders are a blessing to us. Just like the mother, daughter, father, son, parent, child. Blessing. They're blessings. A teacher, student. They're blessings. The greater is always blessing the lesser if they can receive it. The information and the wisdom that's passed down, that's a blessing to you. Yahweh had his holy men write down. He blessed them with his word. Had them write it down on scrolls and continue to bless us with his word. That's a blessing. The elder is always blessing the younger. The stronger, the elder serves the younger. And that's what you see in this world. In every way. That's why it's so important for Hasatan to upset the order of this world. It's important for Hasatan to have a 60-year-old woman in the club. A married woman out there cheating on her husband with the kids in the house. Because he out there cheating on her husband. How is she showing her daughters how to be women? And vice versa with the man who does that to his wife. How is he showing his sons how to be a man? How can you bless but you ain't around? But you have no care of. But you don't have no thought of. How can you do that? If you only think of you and your needs, you're only going to be a blessing to you. You're not going to be able to help anyone else. And he said of our father Abraham that he was blessed and would be a blessing. And all the nations in this world would be blessed because of him. That's what you do with blessings. You don't hoard them. You dispense them. But no doubt, without all contradiction, the less is blessed by the better in every situation. So he says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse 3, it says, "Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb." You look up this word, I'm sorry, it's the wrong word. But he says, you're born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Verse 4, "And even unto your old age, I am he. And even to whorehairs will I carry you. I have made you, and I will bear you. Even I will carry and will deliver you." So Yisrael, O house of Jacob, and the remnant of Yisrael, we are being blessed by that which is better than us. Yahweh said, "He has made us, he will bear us, he will carry us, he will deliver us." What more blessing can we ask for? What more blessing can he ask for? Yahweh said that he made two great lights and stuck them in the firmament. He made that sun, and then he made the moon and the stars. We come to find out that moon doesn't have light of its own. But we see it because of the blessing of the sun. That greater light blesses the lesser light. We see that in nature. A child is born, he is blessed by the one who carries him. And just like Yahweh said, that he will bear us, he will carry us, even unto our old age. He will do this. So the same way that we are blessed by one who is greater than us, let us bless the younger. Men of age, women of age, it's time to act your age. It's time to be elders. Stop trying to be young. That gray hair that Yahweh has blessed you with, that is a blessing. Stop dyeing it. Stop rinsing it out. Stop trying to hold on to your youth. And instead, help build up a youth. And youths, ones who are younger, submit yourself to their elders. They have their best, they have your best interest in mind. They really do. Sometimes it might not seem that way, but they have your best interest in mind. Don't rebuke them. Don't become a nuisance child, so to speak. It's time for us to restore the order of Yahweh, get back on His path, His road to Zion, because too many people have gotten off this path. Too many people have turned to the left and to the right and gotten off the path for whatever reason they chose, and it's their choice. Make no mistake about it. Fire and water were set before them. Some people chose the fire, others going to choose the water. Life and death is set before you. Some people are going to choose death, some people are going to choose life. But no matter what, it's your choice. So let's choose to follow the order of Yahweh. Last passage. It's in Psalms chapter 19, starting at verse 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statute of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Man, it cut off. Hasatan is evil. He cut me off on the last verse. I'll tell you, boy. Verse 11 again. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from my secret faults. So, that's what the words of our elder, Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach, is doing for us. Keeping our soul, perfecting us, and bringing us further and further along this road to Zion. Don't let the troubles of this world despair you. Yes, it's horrible out there. But put your trust and your hope and your faith in Yahweh. And keep on walking. Thank you for joining me. This is Brother Dayoel. Hope you got something from it. And I bid you shalom.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Earth.